Good evening there. This is M. Sweetness here to answer Penny's December questionnaire. This is also my first questionnaire ever. So, let's go. Yay, I'm so excited to be here. Even just with my GWA backstage verification audio, you guys have been so welcoming to me and I really appreciate it, so thank you. Alright, let's go. First question. A snowy-covered cabin or a beach house on a hot day, which is the better place to celebrate this time of year, and why? Okay, snow-covered cabin. By far. I mean, some of the most famous Christmas songs are surrounded with this whole notion of a white Christmas and snow and the winter time and all of that. And so that's obviously what I associate with it, especially growing up somewhere and living somewhere where we get a shit ton of snow. I mean, it's what I love, it's what I associate with this time of year. I have, however, spent Christmas in a tropical place, and I loved it. It has its advantages as well. Nothing like on Christmas Day going down to the beach and watching the sunrise. I mean, that's pretty great as well. So there are perks to both, but if I had to pick one, the snowy-covered cabin would be my one I'd pick. Two. Do you celebrate Christmas? Did you celebrate Christmas growing up? What were some of your traditions? If you don't celebrate any holidays, what were your Decembers like? I sort of celebrated Christmas growing up. My parents are not religious. We're not a very religious family at all. But we got a tree every year, and we gave each other little gifts, but, I mean, we never really gave each other gifts growing up, you know? When I was little, I mean, of course, there was Santa, which was fun, I guess. And then you know, we all grow older, and then we're told, yo, that's not real, man. But, so, that happened, and so, pretty traditional stuff, but we, not religious, and so there wasn't really any religious connotation to what we did. Three. What is the best and the worst present you've ever received for this holiday season? The best present I've received was a couple years ago. I am a classically trained violist, not a violinist, a violist. Violas are like violins, but a little bit bigger. And we're kind of like the unknown stepchild of the orchestra. I am not a professional, however. I mean, I'm professionally trained, but I don't have a degree in it or anything. I play in orchestras, like semi-professionals, orchestras and such. And so, one year, our principal violist, it was his last year with us, he was retiring. The principal is the first chair of the section, so the best person, or like seniority, sort of. And I loved his viola. I loved it. This gorgeous 16 and a half inch dark, beautiful, beautiful viola. Wow. Sounds like I'm describing a cock, but well, what can I say? 16 inches and beautiful. But hey. Okay. I have my priorities, okay? But beautiful viola. And I always told him how much I loved it, and he was telling me how his arthritis was getting horrifyingly bad in his hands, and that's another reason why he was retiring. And he told me, he was like, when I retire, I'm not going to play that often. I'm going down to live with my daughter, and it made me really sad to hear him say this, but he was not sad. You could tell he had done his time. He had done what he'd wanted to do, and he said, "Do you want my viola?" And I was like, oh my god, are you serious? Like, are you giving me this beautiful instrument? It's from the 1860s, made in Germany. So, oh my god. So, he gave it to me. And it's my favorite present I've ever gotten. Every time I play that viola, I just go, oh. So, the worst present I've ever received. I haven't really received anything that's horrible. But I will say I find it annoying that my family buys me socks. Nothing but socks. And, like, extended family. Like, my parents don't. And my close friends don't. But my great aunts and uncles and stuff, the ones that, like, don't really know you very well, you know? They're like, oh, let's just get her socks. I think one time I went down to visit family and then I came back up and I had like 12 new pairs of socks. And like, I love socks, don't get me wrong. I live in the Arctic tundra, okay? Not really, but like it feels like the Arctic tundra sometimes. So I love getting all the nice fuzzy socks, but I mean, like, there are only so many pairs of socks a girl can have, you know? Like, I appreciate the socks. My feet are very warm, thank you. But I guess I've always just found that really funny. Everyone just buys me fucking socks. I wonder, I'm actually heading down to visit family tomorrow. I'm catching an early flight out. So I wonder how many pairs of socks I'm gonna come back with this year. Who knows? All right, best gift I've ever given someone and the worst gift I've ever given. The best gift I've ever given, I would have to say, was last year for my father. My dad is also a music enthusiast. The two of us go to see concerts a lot together, and so we saw this one guy who is my dad's a huge fan of. And I realized after maybe even like November, we saw him in like October, and I realized like November, I was like, oh shit, I have an idea. So I emailed him. He's not very high level, so he's not like incredibly popular, but I was like, I emailed him and I said, hello, I'm, Sweetness. We'll just go with Sweetness. Hi, I'm Sweetness. How you doing? I emailed him and just said, my dad and I are huge fans. I've seen you 4 times live. I was front row for 3 of them. We are huge fans of yours. I was wondering if you would be willing, I will pay you, if you will be willing to take this song that means a lot to my dad, just within the message, and just the time at which he listened to it, and it's helped him out through a lot of things, and I was wondering if you would be willing to write down the lyrics in your handwriting and sign it and then send it to me. I'll pay you, like I said. And he was so gracious. I felt kind of bad asking that of him, but I didn't in the end. But he was like, oh my god, absolutely. Tell me more about him. I want to thank him personally. It was really sweet, really sweet. And I gave it to my dad and he cried. So that was a really personal gift and I loved it. And it's kind of nice to have, you know. Worst gift I've ever given someone. I don't know. No one's really ever told me if I've given anything they don't like, so I feel like that's a good thing, but they also could just be trying to pity, so I don't know, man. I wish I did. All right, number 4. Santa Claus, Herbie the Elf, the Grinch. Fuck, marry, kill. Okay, I'd fuck Herbie the Elf. I'd marry Santa Claus because I could just, like, snuggle with this big, warm, happy person, and then I'd kill the Grinch. Sorry, Grinch. I do like his dog though, like the little dog in How the Grinch Stole Christmas, and they put the little reindeer antlers on him. Oh, that's like my childhood, man. That is my childhood. 5. What is your favorite movie or TV show to watch in December? I don't really have any TV show that I watch just solely in December. However, I do enjoy my BBC show Christmas specials, so like, you know, the Doctor Who Christmas specials and the Sherlock Christmas specials are always just a good time. Favorite movie? I love Love Actually. Love Actually is just a classic. December movie for me. Such a good movie. 6. Do you enjoy drinking eggnog while carolers aggressively sing at you from your front door? I have never had eggnog before. I know. I guess I've just never gotten around to it. I need to. You know what? I'm gonna do that. This is the year. This is the year I try eggnog. Carolers aggressively singing at me from my front door. Well, I mean, yeah, man. As long as they can sing, that's all that matters. Maybe it depends on the amount of aggression. If it's like the I tell them I'm busy and they still sit there and sing annoying. But like if it's like, I don't know. Aggressively singing, you go, do your thing, you sing at my front door, man. Number 7 is tell us a really good Christmas joke. I don't have a Christmas joke as much as I have a lovely Christmas pun, because I am a walking pun. So this one's great. It's a pun, but I'm going to phrase it as a joke for the purpose of the question, okay? So what do you call Santa's helpers? Subordinate clauses. Get it? Like subordinate clauses, like linguistics? Like, I'm such a dork. But no, I think I giggled at that for a good, like, 30 seconds when I first found it for this audio. That's fucking funny. I don't care what anyone else says. I will laugh at that one repeatedly. Come at me. Okay. 8. Tell us a fun Christmas story about yourself that involves either December, Christmas, or winter in general. Okay. Winter in general, because, like I said, I live in the Arctic tundra. Not really. I know I've already said that, but, I mean, like I said, basically the Arctic tundra, okay? So, I'll use today as an example, because I actually had a funny story, something that happened today. So, the high today was 5 degrees Fahrenheit. 5 degrees Fahrenheit. That was the high. Celsius. Oh, lovely internet. I love how I can just use conversion equations. Let's go. Fahrenheit to Celsius. Let's go. -15. That's what I thought. Good. That's what I told a friend earlier. So the high was -15 degrees Celsius. That was like the high today. It was fucking ridiculous. And I was walking, and I had taken a shower this morning, and so I pulled it back, and I had like a hat over my head to make sure it, just to make sure that I didn't get sick or anything. And I get to work, and I take off my hat, and my friends are all just like, my coworkers, they're all my friends too though, they're all just staring at me, and they're like, and then I go to the bathroom and look in the mirror, and I went and looked into the mirror, and my entire head looked like an ice person. I'm not good with my descriptive words, I'm sorry, it's late at night and I'm tired, and I have to get up in 5 hours to catch a flight. So, what am I still doing up? I don't even know, but, it was so funny. I looked like an ice sculpture. My entire hair was just crystallized and full of little ice flakes, and just because my hair was wet, and it wasn't like it was soaking wet, okay, and I had it pulled back with a hat over it, an entire, like, a good winter hat was over my head, so that's like, I don't know, I don't think it's like an incredibly funny story, but that's just something more recent, like what happened today, man. So there you go, there's a fun story that involves winter today that happened. So that's how cold it was, my hair froze. 9. Song or read us a short Christmas inspired poem. Alright, I'm going to sing, even though, I mean, I don't pride myself on my singing abilities, so I'm sorry in advance. So I'm going to sing the last 4 lines of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, because why the hell not? Let's go. I don't know what pitch I want to start on, though, because it's kind of tricky, because, I mean, the way it goes up, I don't want to start too high, because then, like, I won't be able to hit the top note. Ooh. Okay, I'm just going to start at, like, okay, I don't know what note to start on, but let's go. Okay. Through the years, we all will be together. If the fates allow. So hang on. Oh, Jesus Christ, this is why I'm not good at this. So hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now. Okay, I'm done. I will never sing again on this damn subreddit. That's it. That's all you get out of me. Unless you prod enough. Yeah, this is why I'm not a singer. I can carry a tune, I guess, but, I mean, it's also late at night, like I said, and so that's why, oof, ultimate voice crux there. Not really what I'm looking for at the moment. Okay, number 10. If you could give Christmas gifts to 5 or more GWAers, what would the gifts be? Who would you give them to and why? I should have thought about this, and I did think about it for a while. I do not know what gifts I would give, but I will tell you who I would give gifts to. I am not as familiar with a lot of people on GWA and GWA Backstage as I'd like to be, which makes me a little sad. I am familiar, however, with a lot more of the older GWA like the some of the more maybe less active now individuals, but I would have to say I would get a gift for my GWA significant other, my darling Lapinceau. Salut chérie, ça va bien? I would get something for him. I don't know what yet. I would get something for Cuddly Bear. Because I love him. I love him very much. Who else? Some of the more inactive, well, not now, like the less active GWAers that I've been familiar with for the past couple years, because yes, I've been a lurker for a few years now, would be the Englishman, if anyone knows him. He's adorable. I like him a lot. And then Trying You Out, because he's just a fucking legend. Okay, fucking legend. And then Tarkus Trooper. Tarkus. I like Tark. Her audios kill me, man. So good. Oh, yes. I don't know. Just like what they all just seem like really fun, down to earth people. And their audios knock my socks off. So that's why. So to those five people, plus, like, you know, everyone else, just for the support I've gotten on this subreddit, even from, like, just the past couple days. Thank you, everyone. Y'all are so sweet.
I don't deserve it, man.
Okay, number 11, bonus. What is your one big Christmas wish this year? I thought about this. This is really dorky. I know. But you know what? It's true. My big Christmas wish this year is that my friends and family on this subreddit, you know who you are, and in real life, just get little reminders on the good parts of life, you know, because there's a lot of crazy shit going on right now. And I think throughout it all, we, myself included, forget to remember the good little things, whether it's maybe a meal you had or a song you listened to or maybe like the person in front of you in line bought your coffee for you or something. Little things that happen, or someone holds the door open for you, or someone makes you smile. You know, I think we all need to remember the little things and the little things that make humanity great despite all of the horrors that we are seeing right now. So, it goes for everyone. I think this is a great way to end this. I give you all wonderful, I'm sending you all love and light from your sweetness. So, have a wonderful season, guys. Yeah. Love and nothing else, my dears. Goodbye.